John Main, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a goat. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm signing on the button like it's nuts. Why
I hunt? I hunt the hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm signing on the button like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm signing.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit, hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own, hustle.
What's good, listeners? Mysis G-Force. Welcome to The Cut on G14 Radio. Goes down every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm your host, Onyx. I got the homie co-host, Golden Fleece, on the line. Tyrone will be joining us a little later. What's good, Golden?
What's up, girl? What's up? Life is G-Force. How y'all doing tonight, man? It's a beautiful Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? I just got the great news. I'm sure everybody saw on the news, you know, Zimmerman arrested, second degree murder.
Oh yeah.
So I'm feeling real good about that. I know it took like 45 days, but he's in custody, and that's feeling a little good right now. So shout out to the prosecutors and everybody, Al Sharpton and Ben Crump, the family, everybody that stood strong and made this happen.
No doubt, and shout out to everybody that did the hoodie movement and the Skittles, the marches, all of that, because everything took, the petitions, all of that everybody did. I like the way that everybody came together, whether it was black or white. I saw a lot of different races, a lot of different cultures and backgrounds getting it in together, representing for what's right, you know what I'm saying? So I really appreciated the fact that they were we were able to come together, so to speak, over this particular unfortunate situation. But justice has been served, and, you know, still prayers up to the family and friends of Trayvon, as well as our nation. Definitely a nice little show. And so tonight we have up and recording artist Jay Scholar, and I actually just talked to him. He'll be joining us shortly. Also model Charisse. Is that better pronounced right? Charisse. Okay,
Charisse.
You know what?
Yeah.
I said Charisse, and then I said Charisse when I said it live, because I thought, you see what I'm saying? I knew I was going to get it wrong no matter what.
it's Charisse. Yeah, you almost had it, so it's all good.
I unfortunately got it wrong here, but again, Charisse, she's our model for the beautiful music segment. She'll be live with us as well. So very excited, fans, artists, models. With questions and comments, make sure you stay tuned and dial in 760-913-1119. We may just bring you live with us as well. Before we head into what's good with these charts, I'm going to pass the mic to Golden so he can give you all aspiring models out there the information so you can be featured on our beautiful music segment. So, Golden, you got the floor, homie.
yes. All models, you know, video vixens, you know, beautiful models, actresses, anybody that has anything to do with the music business, entertainment, we definitely want to talk to you. We definitely understand people see you in pictures all the time. They love and like your pictures, but we also want to hear from you. We want to know about your personality, how you view the entertainment industry, what you have going on and the things to come in your life. So we created the beautiful music segment for that aspect alone. We definitely want to get the model side, because there's much of a part of it as the rappers and singers themselves. I mean, when we look at videos, we're not trying to see that dude all through the video. You know what I'm saying? The models is what everybody's like. Well, you know, as you know, different strokes for different folks,
right,
the men,
exactly.
The women, you know.
Exactly.
So we want to give everybody their shot and give everybody their stance, and so they could come on and say what they have to say and let people know what's going on with them. So get in touch with me on Twitter at TheGlue, T-H-A-G-L-U-E. You can hit me up on global14.com. My handle on there is Golden Fleece, and we'll be more than happy to feature you and talk to you and get all up in your business, because that's what we do on the cut. So.
That's right, straight up. And speaking of that, also the beautiful music segment and what all comes with that, if this is your first time tuning in, this is G14 Radio via Jermaine Dupri's social networking site, global14.com. So make sure you sign up to the site, check it out, lots of groups, lots of interaction things for you to get involved in. A great way to network, hence how we all got this opportunity to broadcast to you tonight. Also, no doubt, is Paul Wall Wednesdays via his Twitter. It's something he started. We just kind of piggyback off of it and support it. He actually just dropped a mixtape, No Sleep Till Houston, produced mostly by G-Luck and B-Don out of Houston, Texas. So if you haven't checked that mixtape out, it's very, very dope. Definitely like Paul Wall, got to represent Texas, stands up where I'm from. So shout out to Paul Wall. He does have a new track. I'm going to try to get that uploaded for you guys so that I can play that for you tonight. Also going to get into a little bit of the music news a little later. First, before we bring on our guests and get into all of what they have going on, I want to touch on the music charts and the mixtapes. So, Golden, if you could let everybody know what's happening on the Billboard charts, Numbers Don't Lie, let's get it in. You still there? Yo. I hope I didn't lose you. Gordon, you still on a lot? Alrighty. Well, I hope we don't have any technical difficulties. Let me get to a quick break. I want to make sure I have everybody on the line still. So call us, stand by. Hey, it's Blog Talk Radio. What can you do? You got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah. Young man. 35 riders.
That's why I look. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I look.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is good.
Why I look? I look so hard in the sun. Rain, sleep,
snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking hustling.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, money ain't going, get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling. Now I'm shining, nothing like it's nothing. That's why I hustle. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, money ain't going, get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling. Now I'm shining, nothing like it's nothing. Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit, hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own, hustle.
Already. Shout out to Young Maine, I Hustle. That's Texas stands up. That is family, so I had to get it in, had to represent. Definitely want to let you guys know about the information that's going on. Gordon, go ahead and let them know what's happening on the Billboard charts for me tonight.
Hello?
Are you with the people that weren't in
the room? Okay, Gordon.
Winning, 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 it's the way I survive. Winning, 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 put your hands in the sky. Winning, 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 let them know that we fly. Winning, 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 till the day that we die. If you win and throw your W's up. If you win and throw your W's up. Throw your W's in the sky. If you win and throw your W's up. If you winning, throw your W's up. Throw your W's in the sky. Valleys and peaks, up and downs in life. It won't hurt you if you know how to handle it right. I been through the fire and fought through the flames. It didn't break me, no, it made me go hard in the pain. And giving up is not an option, what my mama taught me. So when I'm doing what I do, it's gonna be hard to stop me. I remember it like it was yesterday, when my little crib burned down in West LA. Man, I was devastated, but I never gave up. I had to work harder to get my mama a new neighbor. Had my eyes on the prize, so God show favor. Now I'm almost famous, and we came up. Cause I'm doing it on a major scale, and I refuse to take a L, no. Yeah, we doing it on a major scale, and we refuse to take a L. Cause we winning, winning, winning. It's the way I survive. Winning, winning, winning. Put your hands in the sky. Winning, winning, winning. Let them know that we fly. Winning, winning, winning. Till the day that we die. If you winning, throw your W's up. If you winning, throw your W's up. Throw your W's in the sky. If you winning, throw your W's up. You winning, throw your W's up. Throw your W's in the sky. Overcame so much over the years. Sit back, open your ears. Something I want you to hear. Every day we celebrate because we are here. Another day having faith, the trophy is near. M.A. Devil in, no stranger to struggling. Grew up single mother in a city full of devils in the sky. But I never been described as intelligent. I don't let the devil win. I hope that I set a trend. It has been a hell of a ride. No, I'm never surprised. When I die, I can say I lived a hell of a lie. I was told as a child that the limit's the sky. Now this feeling that I'm feeling, it just can't be described. Cause I'm doing it on a major scale, and I refuse to take a L, no. Yeah, we doing it on a major scale, and we refuse to take a L. Cause we winning, winning, winning. It's the way I survive. Winning, winning, winning. Put your hands in the sky. Winning, winning, winning. Let them know that we fly. Winning, winning, winning. Till the day that we die. If you winning, throw your W's up. If you winning, throw your W's up. Throw your W's in the sky. If you winning, throw your W's up. You win it, throw your W's up. Throw your W's in the sky.
Golden, are you live on line with us?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Technical difficulties, I guess.
That was crazy.
We spoke to Blog Talk about this last week, and they said they were going to be fixing the bugs in the system. So hopefully they get that together, because that's not a good look. So thank
it's
you,
really
everybody,
not.
For staying with us. We really appreciate it.
I'm not feeling that. For the first time, I'm happy folks is late, because that's how, you know, hey, I hate to say it. That's how people do. Our guest was early, which is just also, like I said, I'm just not even feeling that. So definitely not happy about that. But moving forward, I want to get back to the charts. Golden, what did you have for everybody?
Yes, yes. Like I was saying earlier, before we so rudely interrupted, you got Fun featuring Janelle Monae, which is still number one with We Are Young on the Hot 100. So shout out to Fun and Janelle Monae. We got Kelly Clarkson with Stronger, What Doesn't Kill You. That's topping the radio and pop charts. We have Onyx's favorite person in the world, the lovely
yes.
Beyonce, with Love on Top for the R&B hip-hop singles. We get one of my favorite beautiful dime pieces, Melanie Fiona. She
I'm
has,
so excited
she actually
for her.
Has, yeah, I'm very excited for this. She has a number one spot on the R&B hip hop album chart. So shout out to Melanie Fiona
for
looking amazing every single hour of the day. We really love that and appreciate that. And you know, you got the boy that sits on the charts all day, every day, Drizzy Drake, with the motto for the number one rap song. So that's on the charts. As far as Billboard's concerned, we're going to slide right into these mixtapes. I think we mentioned a few of these last week. We got Ace Hood with Starvation, still hot. That's a dope joint. You want to check that out. We got Lil Trill with Rags to Riches. We got everybody's favorite, Lil B, the Bass God, with the Bass Prince too.
Who's favorite rapper?
Everybody loves Lil B. Even though they say they hate Lil B, they love him. Trust me, I know it. They're copying him every day. Every day from like cooking, they're doing the cooking dance. they naming their songs after random people's names, like Ellen DeGeneres and all that stuff. That's all Lil B. So shout out to Lil B. We got White Owl. White Owl with Drop That 198. Mac Miller's out with Macadelic. Shout out to Mac Miller, the whole Rostrum Records camp. They always do big things. We got Sean Brown with Channel 86, the Blind Art Collection. And we have Joe Styles with the New Beginnings Setting Standards. So those are the mixtape releases. Go check them out. See what they got. You know, if you like it, bump it. If you don't, dump it.
Okay. Bump it, dump it. And you know what? I know we went into the Ace Hood Starvation. That's still hot. Did you get a chance to listen to Ace Hood? Because I haven't checked it out.
Yes. Me and my boy was actually riding last weekend, knocking it. And, yo, there's some dope joints on there, man. Shout out to Ace Hood. You know, we was rocking that and that Kanye West Theraflu. That joint.
We
must have played that like 150 times on Saturday night last week. That joint is amazing. So shout out to Kanye West. And so the Ace Hood joint and Meek Mill. Meek Mill's got some heat out there right now with the Lean With It, Rock With It.
Yeah, Meek Mill's is dope. Meek Mill's is
joint.
Dope.
Yeah, he's a special cat on the rise, man. He got some dope joints. So shout out to the boy Meek. But some good music out there right now, man. It's music to make you want to turn up, good time shit. So you know, go check your mixtapes out, man. You never know what you might like on them joints.
Yeah, definitely throwing the mixtapes, definitely on the underground always. And speaking of new music and some hits, like I said, we do have Jay Scholar that is joining us tonight, up-and-coming recording artist, his digital EMI. He is on the line with us, and he does have a couple of people calling in, and I do want to drop his single for you guys tonight. So before we do that, I do want to go ahead and introduce him so he can properly get his song on and popping. So let me see here just 1 second. Let me bring up the board.
Yeah, Jay Scholar's in the
hopefully
building.
Hopefully he don't have no issues when we bring Jay
Scholar. I know you got the dope interview set up for him, you know what I'm saying?
I'm excited about him. He's really been going in. He's got a great fan base, very, very dope. Jay Scholar, are you live with us tonight, G14 Radio? Hopefully he is. Jay Scholar, you there? I know he is. I may have to check back in with him in a second.
Yeah, I actually see that he's on the line.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be a blog talk situation. And while I'm waiting for him to get on, real quick, I know you had some news that you wanted to drop tonight as well. We get into the news portion of it all. And while you get into that, I am going to see, can I get Jay on or see if it's a blog talk issue or not. I'm really not feeling this. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not happy.
I'm with you 100% on
I'm not
that.
Happy.
So after this, we're going to ride on blog talk. We got some people we got to talk to. So
I really do.
You know, but it's all good. We'll get it together.
I really do. Let me check in and see, can I get Mr. Jay Scholar again, up and recording artist tonight, live with us. Very excited to have him. Hopefully we can get him on the line in just a second here. So hold tight, Golden, if you want to give him the spill on the news.
Yeah, definitely, man. We'll hop into some news real quick while we get this taken care of. Life is G4 listeners, all the audience out there. Big thing that happened today in hip-hop, you know, if you're a hip-hop head, you follow Tribe Called Quest. One of the big news on today's wire is that legendary rapper Q-Tip actually signed with Kanye West's Good Music. Now, this is huge. Like, for people that know Good Music and Q-Tip and the Tribe Called Quest, not only was he an amazing rapper, but he produced all that heat that Tribe was coming with back in the day, finding the samples, the ill drums. That was him, Bob Power, the engineer. So I can only imagine what they're about to come with on Kanye West's label. The only thing about this that kind of shocks me, and I don't know if it's disturbing to the camp, but everybody knows the Consequence, which is also a Tribe Called Quest member from back in the day, was down with Good Music at one point in time. Now, Consequence and Good Music didn't leave on good terms. Matter of fact, he threw mad songs hitting on Kanye West after that departure. So I'm really wondering how he feels about Q-Tip joining the Good Music imprint. I'm pretty sure we'll have some news on that because Consequence and Q-Tip are really close. So I'm looking to see what's going to happen with that. But on the other hand, I'm very excited that Q-Tip has joined the Good Music label because Q-Tip has always been dope. His beats have always been amazing. So I think him and Kanye is going to come with some real heat. So look forward to that. So Q-Tip, shout out to you, brother. Keep staying alive. That's staying power. That boy's been down for a long time.
I know I just jumped in. I really like Q-Tip. He's really dope. I've always liked him, and I think he's a great actor as well. So that's a nice little touch. Him in Common, Good Music. I can't wait. I'm excited about it. I've seen it all over the Twitter. Seen it. It was actually a trending topic, I believe. So definitely shout out to Q-Tip. Glad to see him back doing a little something on the mainstream tech right out there on the forefront. Good Music.
Definitely. It's going to be hot. It's going to be real hot. People don't know Q-Tip. He produced tracks on Dark Twisted Fantasy and Watch the Throne. So stay with the heat, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Q-Tip. I'm looking forward to that. What's up? We got Jay Scala on the line.
I am speaking with him via Twitter and trying to get him on the line. He actually was on the line. I'm not sure what the issue is and why we're having so many of them tonight. It blows.
Well, I'll go into, you know, the next topic and let the audience know another story that caught my eye today. NWA biopic straight out of Compton. We got the director for that joint. It's going to be F. Gary Gray. So, you know, F. Gary Gray definitely brings the heat. That brother is definitely serious when it comes to producing and films, you know. F. Gary Gray, you know, director of Friday. So he's on board for the NWA biopic straight out of Compton. So basically, everybody's going to have to look forward to the story of NWA, Niggas with Attitudes, you know what I'm saying? You know the members, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, Cube, Ren, DJ Yella. And also, a lot of people don't know, Arabian Prince, who actually left NWA before the Yella came. I actually know Arabian Prince. Shout out to Arabian Prince. He's real sick producer. You know, actually produced for JJ Fad and all those people back in the day. He gave me a lot of good pointers at a conference one day. So I'm looking real forward to check out the NWA whole thing. Everybody knows how they blew gangsta rap out the water when they came with the Straight Outta Compton joint, Raiders hats with the curls under them. Y'all know what it is, man. So F. Gary Gray is on the job, so you know it's going to be super dope. So, you know, look forward to that. NWA biopic coming soon, Straight Outta Compton.
Not bad, not bad. You know how I feel about NWA.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, what I want to do, I want to take this chance to go ahead and play Jay Scala's single Speed, and I really wanted him to introduce it, but I want to go ahead and drop it because I see that he has called back in, and I want to be able to bring him live, get into this 101 and keep moving because we do have a lot of fans that called in for him. And I just hate the fact that, you know, I couldn't bring him live. Thank you, Blog Talk. So let me go ahead and drop this thing with Jay Scala speeding. It is what it is. G14 Radio, the cut. Let's go.
Let's do it.
3 in the morning. She horny. Ask me if I want it. Yeah, shorty. Shorty trying to tempt me. Like him get me. I'm a bust it open. Hop up, then I'm hear me while I'm riding. Yeah. You need it, pictures to my iPhone. Yeah. I see it, shorty rocking Vicky. Yeah. I'm feeling, switch the car to 50. Yeah. Yeah. I'm speeding, shorty say she want it. I'm speeding, I'm speeding. Shorty say she need it. I'm speeding, I'm speeding. She wanna get kinky. I'm speeding, I'm speeding. So we go get kinky. I'm speeding, I'm speeding. In the A doing business, shorty gave me her digits. I ain't pay her attention till she told me come get it. Hit that right off of Linux almost. Got me a ticket, but the cop let me go. Cause he understood my decision. Getting girl from out of state. Flirt with chicks from Georgia State. And they love that I'm from Charleston. Cause my accent makes them faint. Most women show me love. Most niggas show me hate. Because I'm getting all the girls that they know they can't. I am pretty much all the way out your league. And your girl won't join my team. I'm spending money like she never seen. So you know she gonna come with me.
3 in the morning, she horny, ask me if I want it. Yeah, shorty tryna tempt me, like him hit me. I'ma bust it open, hop up then I'm hitting me while I'm riding. She need it, pictures to my iPhone. I see it, shorty rocking Vicky. I'm fiending, switch the car to 50. I'm speeding, shorty say she want it. I'm speeding, I'm speeding. She need it, I'm feeding, I'm feeding. She wanna get kinky, I'm feeding, I'm feeding. So we gon' get kinky, I'm feeding, I'm feeding.
Got some girls at SC State, couple more at Winthrop U. Say that girls can be the devil, so I chill with chicks from Duke. Brady, a.k.a., but she move like Esky Rose. And she cool like she a Delta, at all three, she's good to go. Booty super huge, look at how she rocks them jeans. The way she move her hips make me wanna throw some green. Long hair and she don't care, I hit her with that Blake stare. I let her know she's so rare, I want her in my motel. Shawty throwing numbers out like I was her accountant. She calling me her usher, the way I be moving mountains. She telling all her friends, so now they really need me. If they won't get kinky, best believe that I'll be speeding.
3 in the morning. Ask me if I want it. Yeah, shorty tryna tempt me. Like him hit me, I'ma bust it open. Hop up in the mini while I'm riding. She need it, pictures to my iPhone. I see it, shorty rocking Vicky. I'm fiending, switch the car to 50. I'm speeding, shorty say she want it. I'm speeding, I'm speeding. Shorty say she need it, I'm speeding, I'm speeding. Bust it open, hop up, then I'm hear me while I'm riding. She need it, pictures to my iPhone. I see it, shorty rocking Vicky. I'm feeling, switch the car to 50. I'm speeding, shorty say she want it. I'm speeding, I'm speeding. Shorty say she need it, I'm speeding, I'm speeding. She wanna get kinky, I'm speeding, I'm speeding. So we go get kinky, I'm speeding, I'm speeding.
Come get it, hit that right off of Linux almost. Got me a ticket, but the cop let me go. Cause he understood my decision. Getting girl from out of state. Flirt with chicks from Georgia State. And they love that I'm from Charleston. Cause my accent makes them faint. Most women show me love. Most niggas show me hate. Because I'm getting all the girls that they know they can't. I am pretty much all the way out your league. And your girl won't join my team. Spending money like she never seen. So you know she gonna come with me.
3 in the morning, she horny, ask me if I want it. Yeah, shorty tryna tempt me. Like him hit me, I'ma bust it open. Hop up, then I'm hit me while I'm riding. She need speeding. Got some girls at SCC, couple more at Winthrop U. Say that girls can be the devil, so I chill with chicks from Duke. Brady, a.k.a., but she move like Esky Rose. And she cool like she a Delta, at all three, she's good to go. Booty super huge, look at how she rock them jeans. The way she move her hips make me wanna throw some green. Saw her and she don't care, I hit her with that blank stare. I let her know she's so rare, I want her in my motel. Shuddy throwing numbers out like I was her accountant. She calling me her usher, the way I be moving mountains. She telling all her friends, so now they really need me. If they won't get kinky, best believe that I'll be speeding.
3 in the morning. If I want it, yeah, shorty trying to tempt me, like you hit me, I'ma bust it open, hop up in the me while I'm riding, you need it, pictures to my iPhone, I see it, shorty rocking Vicky, I'm fiending, push the car to 50, I'm speeding, shorty say she want it, I'm speeding, shorty say she need it, I'm speeding.
That was Zay Scholar with Speedin. Still having some technical difficulties trying to get him on the line in just a second here, but we are going to get into the news. I know, Crush, you're standing by, getting in touch with the technical department. Are you there? Golden.
Yes.
If you go ahead and get back into the news flow so we can see what's going on while you're doing that.
No problem. We get back into the news flow. Again, we want to thank everybody for riding with us. Again, technical difficulties that's beyond our control at the current moment in time. You know, sometimes things don't go perfect, but we're working real hard to try to get it back on track for you. Until then, we go back into some more news. This kind of news concerns me, man. You know, earlier in the year, everybody knows about the seizures that Rick Ross had. You know, that was widely reported, a lot of prayers from everybody in the entertainment world and Twitter world. But apparently, you know, Rick Ross had to cancel some concerts over in Guyana over these same seizures. So basically the promoters in Guyana have issued a statement regarding the canceled show featuring Ross. It was supposed to take place on the 9th. So he was supposed to hit the stage for Easter Fest over there in Guyana National Stadium, but the show got abruptly canceled. And the organizers actually confirmed that Ross was forced to cancel the shows because he suffered from another seizure. So this medical condition seems to be, you know, bothering the rap star, and basically he was unable to get on that plane again. Now, when he suffered the medical emergency before, you know, the doctors told him he had to take it easy, make sure he get more sleep. This time, basically, they told him that he couldn't fly. He couldn't travel. So, basically, the promoters, Hits and Jams Entertainment from over in Guyana put that out in the statement because, you know, everybody was probably in an uproar waiting for Rose and the MMG camp to touch down and do their thing. Reps for Ross have stated that he will make up the canceled date in Guyana, but there could be issues with missed dates in Houston the night before. But I just got this to say, man, your health is more important than anything. You know, ain't no use of making multi-millions of dollars if you can't even enjoy it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Brother get to the millions and something bad happens, you know, God forbid that takes place. So I hope Ross really just takes the time to get what he needs to get taken care of, look into it, make sure it's nothing serious before he starts hitting it hard again. You know, the brother makes amazing music. We want him around. So, Ross, take care of yourself. Everybody hopes you get better, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, work that out, homie.
Yeah, definitely. That's crazy. He definitely needs to keep his health in check, and the camp needs to, you know, people need to be aware of that, and fans need to be a little bit more understanding. He's still a person. You know what I mean? I think people get caught up into the whole lifestyle of the artist and all what they have to do, and you have to realize that these people are people, and they need to do, you know, what they need to do. And if he needs to take a break, I remember at one point Rihanna had to take a break, Adele had to take a break, you know. Same for rap artists. So same deal, same page.
Definitely, most definitely. And we got some more news. I mean, we were talking about the Tribe Called Quest a little bit earlier. Well, I don't know if a lot of people seen the documentary that Michael Rappaport did on the Tribe Called Quest a little while ago called Beats, Rhymes, and Life. It was real dope, real interesting. You know, it got real into the crux of the whole Tribe Called Quest beef between Fife and Q-Tip, and you actually saw it come to a head. But in that same documentary, they spoke about the Native Tongues Posse, which is, you know, the collective that Q-Tip, Jungle Brothers, De La Soul, and all those guys had together. It also had Moni Love as a part of that, T.I. Lee, Queen Latifah. So some heavy hitters was a part of the Native Tongues crew. You know, Chris Lighty and everything. He was managing that back then. You know, he's basically the head of his whole thing over there at Violator now. So Benny Boom, film director, video director, Benny Boom's going to actually do a documentary on the whole Native Tongue movement, and it's going to be titled Speaking in Tongues. A lot of people are going to want to watch this, because if you remember hip-hop back then, you know, these guys were all about the medallions with the African symbol hanging around, the African clothes, you know what I'm saying? Before all the gangster stuff really hit and took off, you know, there was a big movement where guys was looking like new hippies, you know what I'm saying? De La, Q-Tip, and all those boys. So it's going to be a documentary on that, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to see it. Like I said, some of your favorite people, De La, Tribe Called Quest, Queen Latifah, Jungle Brothers, and others. So if you're going to check that out, that's going to be coming off, stated to be released in the fourth quarter 2012. So be on the lookout for Benny Boom Speaking in Tongues if you're a fan of Tribe, Queen Latifah, Jungle Brothers, De La Soul, etc. I think that should be real interesting. I will definitely be watching that.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to tune in for that one. Tribe Called Quest, we do talk about them often, getting into the whole neo-soul or hip-hop. Definitely feeling that. Good piece of news right there. Anything else that we had?
Yeah. You know, something that hurt my heart, you know what I'm saying? Yesterday, Mobb Deep, one of my favorite rappers
of all time.
Oh, man. Well, it was a Twitter war, and it was started, I guess, by Havoc. Havoc just went reckless on Twitter about his partner Prodigy, saying how Prodigy was gay, got fucked in jail, used to fuck niggas in jail, all types of crazy shit that just ruined your street credibility and rap career. Told people that he just had to smack them out at the South by Southwest show. So I guess he had a problem out there. He said he had to smack them. So the fans were in an uproar, like, yo, this can't be for real. Are you serious right now? So turns out that people start reaching out to Havoc and trying to say, hey, what the hell is going on, brother? Like, is this serious? Havoc actually reached back out and said his phone was stolen from a gas station and that they were not his tweets. But if you listen to The Breakfast Club, Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy, Angela Yee basically called him on that because they said all those tweets were coming from the web. So you know when you tweet somebody and it's coming from your cell phone, it's going to say it's coming from the mobile phone. Or it's going to say it's coming from the web, which means you're on a computer, a laptop somewhere. So when he said they were from his phone, nobody believed it because they were like, wait a minute, it says from the web. Havoc's answer was that all of his passwords are in his phone. So they even got passwords to log into his Twitter account from the web, and they did that. So everybody's really waiting on what's the real story behind this Mobb Deep beef. He said it's not him. The voice on the phone of a phone call where he was shitting on Prodigy wasn't him. So I hope it wasn't him, because that's one of my favorite groups of all time. And I know they were about to get ready to drop an album. So I hope it's not getting ugly between Havoc and Prodigy. Those are my peoples right there. and Mob Deep need to stay together, period, point blank.
Doesn't sound good at all. Doesn't sound good. The whole hacking and stealing phone thing, I'm really starting to hate that. It always turns into a big mess. Hopefully that's something that'll just blow over and everybody can just kind of, you know, let it brush to the side. But you know how they like to keep the Twitter beef up, so I don't know.
Well, you know, hopefully he didn't say that shit. Because
right.
Talk, you can't just be saying somebody fucking you in jail and you getting fucked in jail and that shit just ride over, you know.
Yeah,
hopefully
I
that wasn't his part of saying that, because whoever was saying the bullshit, if it was habit or if it wasn't habit, he was basically saying, I got niggas in jail that are going to vouch when they get out that you used to push their shit in and all this crazy stuff.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. See, Hold on. I might have missed the full dynamic of the story. So I'm sorry, listen. Recap exactly. What are you saying that he tweeted?
All right. So you know Prodigy just recently got out of jail for doing about 3 years.
Right.
Well, his partner is releasing or allegedly released on Twitter that he was fucking people in jail and that he was having male sex in jail.
And
when he got called on it, he said that that wasn't him. Someone stole his phone from a gas station and went ham on his Twitter about Prodigy. So he's going to prove that it wasn't him. People aren't believing him because a few people called while all that was going on, and he was saying, yeah, it's me, it's real. Plus, they said the tweets were coming from the web, not a phone. So
it hasn't been validated.
Yeah, it hasn't been validated yet, and it's not sitting well with people right now that he's telling the truth. They're thinking he's lying. So we'll see what's going on with that. But that's a very loved group. That's a New York. I mean, Mobb Deep is New York. So for that to be going on is like real heavy. And I hope that it wasn't Havoc that did that. And I hope that Prodigy didn't do anything to make him go off like that, because
That's something that's something that you cannot just kind of say, that's a man, that's his life. Yeah, you definitely cannot do that. Good news to everybody that hung in with us. Thank you so much. I wish I could give y'all all something free, but I can't because we got the kinks worked out, and we are going to be bringing Jay Scholar on in just a second here. So hopefully.
Yeah, we
got to
figure this timing thing out, too, because about Mata Carice. They're supposed to be calling in soon. So, you know, that whole technical difficulties thing really kind of...
That's not going to work out for me at all. Definitely not. And and we're going to get in touch with her, too. So, you know, hey, I'm glad that I extended the show tonight. But, like I said, definitely not feeling that. Thank you to everybody that stayed on the line with us. I'm going to bring Jay Scholar on live just a second. He's been great. Definitely glad that he hung in there with me as well, retweeting back
and
forth.
Good looking, Jay Scholar. We appreciate it.
He's been holding it down with us almost a little over 30 minutes now. So I'm really excited to have him on the line. Can't wait to get into one-on-one with him. Definitely a lot of information I want to know about him. And, again, we're going to bring him on. Jay Scholar, you're live with us?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can. Oh, my goodness.
What up? It's your boy, Jay Scholar.
Hey. Scholar on the line. Finally.
Jay Scholar finally on the line. So excited. The anticipation. The fans have been waiting. They've been calling in. Jay Scholar, can you introduce your single? Because that's what I wanted you to do. And that'll also give me an opportunity to get all your fans lined up so they can ask your questions when it's time to do so.
Yeah.
Introduce your single for
us. Yeah, what I'm going to do, though. Just to set this up, you know, wherever Team Nerd is in the building, it is organized chaos. So if y'all are wondering why Blog Talk is acting really crazy right now, it's because we're rushing the phone lines and they just can't handle it. That's what we're telling everybody.
Okay.
Word up.
That's right. Hey, that's real. Like I said, it's never happened before. So I was like, what's going on? And we didn't have a lot of callers call in before, but this has never happened. So I'm just like, I'm not sure what the situation is, but I'm glad we got it worked out. Glad you're on the line, homie. Appreciate you for staying by. Again, your single, can you drop it so I can play it? We'll get into the one-on-one
yes.
after that.
It's your boy, Jay Scholar. I'm live on G14 Radio releasing my new single, speeding. Let's turn it up a notch.
Let's go. Yeah.
3 in the morning, she horny, ask me if I want it. Yeah, shorty tryna tempt me, like I'm hit me, I'ma bust it open, hop up then I'm hear me while I'm riding. If you need it, pictures to my iPhone, I see it, shorty rockin' Vicky. I'm feeling, switch the car to 50, I'm speeding, shorty say she want it, I'm speeding. Shorty said she need it, I'm speeding. She wanna get kinky, I'm speeding. So we gon' get kinky, I'm speeding.
In the A doing business, shorty gave me her digits, I ain't pay her attention till she told me come get it, hit that right off of Linux almost. Got me a ticket, but the cop let me go, cause he understood my decision. Getting girl from out of state, flirt with chicks from Georgia State, and they love it. Cause my accent makes them faint. Most women show me love, most niggas show me hate. Because I'm getting all the girls that they know they can't. I am pretty much all the way out your league, and your girl won't join my team. I'm spending money like she never seen, so you know she gonna come with me.
3 in the morning, she horny, ask me if I want it. Yeah, shorty tryna tempt me, like him hit me, I'ma bust it open, hop up then I'm hit me while I'm riding. If you need it, pictures to my iPhone, I see it, shorty rockin' Vicky. I'm feeling, switch the car to 50, I'm speeding, shorty say she want it, I'm speeding, shorty say she need it, I'm speeding, she wanna get kinky, I'm speeding, so we gon' get kinky, I'm speeding.
Got some girls at SC State, couple more at Winthrop U. Say that girls can be the devil, so I chill with chicks from Duke. Pretty, aka, but she move like SC Rose, and she cool like she a Delta. At all three, she's good to go. Booty super huge, look at how she rock them jeans. The way she move her hips make me wanna throw some green. Long hair and she don't care, I hit her with that blank stare. I let her know she's so rare, I want her in my motel. Shuddy throwing numbers out like I was her accountant. She calling me her usher, the way I be moving mountains. She telling all her friends, so now they really need me. If they won't get kinky, best believe that I'll be speeding.
3 in the morning. Ask me if I want it. Yeah, shorty tryna tempt me. Like him hit me, I'ma bust it open. Hop up in a minute while I'm riding. If you need it, pictures to my iPhone. I see it, shorty rockin' Vicky. I'm feeling, switch the car to 50. I'm speeding, shorty say she want it. I'm speeding, shorty say she need it. I'm speeding.
As promised, he is on the line. Jay Styler, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with y'all. I'm all the way in.
Already. Thank you for killing our switchboard real quick. Let's go ahead and get to this one-on-one. Enough waiting. What I want to ask you, first and foremost, how long have you been pursuing your music?
Well, you know, whenever I get asked that question, I tell people I've been doing music for like 6 years, but I really started taking it serious about 2 years ago.
Wow. Just 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I'm young. I just turned 21, February 18th, you know, so, yeah, I just now started taking it serious about 2 years ago.
Not bad. We're going to get into a little bit of all of that a little later, because you actually touched a couple of names in the business, so that not bad to only have really been going at this for just the 2 years strong. Well, let me ask you this then, J Scholar. How did you get the name J Scholar?
Well, my middle initial and my last name both start with a J, and I call myself a scholar because I'm a student of the game constantly trying to learn something, whether it's, you know, sports related or, you know, politics or anything nerdy. That's why I came up with the Team Nerd. So that's where Jay Scholar comes into play at.
Okay, okay. Well, what I want to, and I was going to ask you about the whole Team Nerd movement, too, because it seems to be this thing. I saw you do the number sign, team or pound, whatever you want to call it, Team Nerd, and I was like, okay, that's, you know, what is this about? So I wanted to ask you about that. But before I ask you about that, you actually have a deal, I want to say. What type of deal do you have right now? Is it just a management deal? Is it a record label deal? What do you have in the works?
Right now I'm signed to Hits Digital, and about 2 weeks ago we just inked a distribution deal with EMI for my next project, Birth of an Icon. So now we have a major label machine behind us, so expect great things coming. You know, we've been putting out quality music on our own, so now that we have a machine behind us, it only gets bigger from here.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. So what? How exactly did you even come across to getting hooked up with Hits Digital, especially with yourself not really even going strong full force with it until just 2 years ago?
Well, you know, I met Andre Boykins. I was in Atlanta, and you know, I was putting in some work, and we crossed each other's path. And, you know, we sat down, we talked, you know, my mom was there. And we just figured it out. We were like, you know, let's pursue this aggressively. Let's make it happen. And that's when, you know, everything took off with Hits Digital and Andre Boykins, you know, because he's the founder and the president and the CEO of Hits Digital. And he's also an original member of Public Announcement. So, you know, that's like my industry head. And from there on, it's been like clockwork.
Right. So what made you, was that the first time you were approached by management or a record label or anything like that? Was that the first time that you actually networked with somebody that you felt like could take your career or your moves to the next level?
Yeah, that was the first person that I really met that I knew if I put the rock in his hand, it was going to go somewhere. That's the first person I met. You know, everybody has an opinion and everybody has ideas, but you know, you just got to really look at who's actually accomplished something. And you know, when I spoke to him, I just felt it in my spirit.
Right, definitely. So in saying that, then you know you feel like you know, you said you felt it in your spirit. Is Christianity praying, feeling like this is the right person for you to make that move, go ahead and sign the line? Is that kind of the feeling that you got when you sat down with him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, whatever God has for me is for me. And, you know, I believe that people cross each other's situations, whether it's for a season or whether it's for a long-term situation. But you learn something from everybody, and nothing happens for no reason, you know. So I felt really good about the situation.
That's super dope, and I ask you that because I feel like these days a lot of people, especially when you're talking about getting signed to distribution and all of that, they feel like as long as I have a name behind me, I could just sign this and it's all going to be good. There's not going to be any hiccups on the road. I'm going to be able to just do what I want to do just to get signed, just to say, hey, I got signed. You know what I mean? Don't want to put in that hard work and that effort to get there. So salute to you and shout out to your team for recognizing talent and being willing to work with you. Again, what you're saying, not even being in the game that long, but just having that drive and that ambition that you do have. So then, speaking about your talent and whatnot, do you write your own material?
Everything. I write everything. Every line, every bar, every bridge. I'm just extremely creative, you know what I mean? And I listen to so much different music that you can't necessarily put me in a box, because one day you might think I might go left, but I end up going right. It just, whatever comes to me, whatever type of inspiration I hear, wherever I'm at, I mean, if you look at some of my, you know, school journals or you come in my room, you might find like four bars written on a napkin or on the side of a Cheez-It box,
right,
just so I don't forget it.
Right. So
yeah, I write everything.
In saying that, then, would you have a rapper song that's been written for you?
Honestly, not one that's been 100% written for me, because I feel like I don't have any creative control in it. You know, if I ever had a writing team along with me and we could bounce ideas off of each other for the greater good of a project, you know, that's something different. But I don't want anybody to, like, spoon-feed me lyrics, like, hey, this is how I want you to say this, you know, because it's not real, then. It's not me.
Right, exactly. I know a lot of people feel a certain type of way, especially we all have experience within the music industry up and coming as well. So we feel a certain way about that as well when it comes to the writing. We kind of want to be a part of that so we feel like people can get to know us. And that's important when you're up-and-coming artists because you want people to get you and not, you know, what everybody else has to offer on the table. So do you do anything else aside from writing and rapping? Do you sing? Do you produce? Do you DJ? I mean, I heard a little bit of a tuning in the track speeding, but do you actually do anything else aside from rapping, play an instrument or whatnot?
Well, I like to tell people that I could play guitar, you know, but truthfully speaking, I am the guy that will watch a YouTube tutorial and wait till I get in a room full of people and grab the guitar and play my one song, and then I'll be like, nah, y'all can't have no more, because I really don't know any other songs, so.
So you be trying to front, is this for the ladies that you do this for? Ladies, because I actually picked up an acoustic guitar, and I like to brag about it, but I kind of knew a couple of things, too, off of the tutorial, but then I went the long route and got a teacher so I could actually really know what I'm doing, you know what I mean? Because it's very hard. It's not as simple as it looks.
It's definitely not. And, I mean, I like, you know, when I'm in a party, I like being the party starter, and I'm perfectly comfortable with being a class clown or, you know, the funny guy in the building. So, I mean, it's whatever that makes everybody feel good and everybody's, you know, having a good time, I'm down for it. So it's not just for the females.
Okay. Well, I wasn't trying to put you on the spot, but I had to ask you, you know, it is what it is. Well, I was going to ask you if you had, like, a particular lane that you stay in, but you kind of touched on that already. You said you kind of may go left, you may go right, it is whatever it is for that moment. So aside from that, in the industry, when you first come into the industry, and I know that you kind of know this by now, there's a market that you're placed in. So who do you think that you'll be in compared to, or that you will be in the likes of, such as some people are compared to 2 Chainz, Jeezy, Kanye? You know what I mean? Who do you think is going to be your market or your competitor, so to speak?
I mean, I can really only go off of the feedback the DJs give me, or, you know, when I'm in the club and they drop my record, you know, what kind of sets I'm in. I'm usually, everybody's throwing me in with the Travis Porters, the Big Sean's, the Roscoe Dashes. That's pretty much the market.
Right, it is. And I totally agree with them. I couldn't agree with them more. It's definitely a Travis Porter, a Rascal Dash feel, but again, nothing like it. So shout out to the DJs for having the ear. Maybe I should try to be a DJ or be on the coalition since I hit that right on the button.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get a recommendation. I'm going to be like Ed J. Scholar. Said that I can be a part of Ed DJ United, because you are going to be there, right? They have a conference coming up. DJ United, I believe it's called.
I will be at DJs United Conference in Indianapolis from April 20th to the 22nd.
Nice.
I'll be there.
Our co-host Tyrone, he's on the line tonight, but he's actually going to be there as well. He's from Indianapolis. I had a chance to step out with him in Super Bowl. So, nice city. A lot of networking. It's going down out there. Big things happening. Definitely. Back to the music then and your market. What do you think about you? What do you think is going to captivate these fans as far as you're growing your fan base? Or what have you found does captivate them about you? Your performance, your material. What is it about G Scholar that says, I need to go pick this single up, I need to get this mixtape on that piff, I need to download, you know, I need to get with him and his music right now, right away?
You know, like, a lot of the times when we're in the studio, especially with my team, when we're coming up with these verses, or, you know, we're trying to build the format into the song, and I'm not putting out the formula, you know, so if my team is listening, don't start getting scared thinking I'm going to put the formula
without
out or whatever.
Without giving the
Yeah, we're not
fan,
giving the formula.
No, right.
Yeah, you know, but everything has to feel good to me, because, you know, when people look at me and they hear my records and they already know, okay, well, you know, this is Jay Scholar, he's got a song called Speed, and then this is what he talks about, they have to be able to see that in my image. And, you know, for my show, I really interact with the crowd heavily. Like, you know, I like I said, I'm a class clown. You never know what I'm going to do next. And, you know, I think people like me because they can relate to me, and I'm very accessible. I'm not too out of touch from people, you know what I mean?
Right. Nice. Oh, yeah.
I think that's what helps me.
You have a lot of Twitter followers. I mean, how does that work? Follow me. I'm Jay Stotler. I mean, that you have quite a bit of a following on Twitter, so not bad. Not bad at all. Well,
thank you. I mean, I just party with everybody.
That's dope. I really like that. Hey, you can party with us. We got some stuff that we want to do coming up, planning. We want to just do a huge party and just have fun with everybody that we had. So it's going to be hard, but, hey, we're going to make it work one day.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to see it as how your management is the original member of Public Announcement and whatnot? He's obviously been in the industry for quite some time. Have you had a chance to work with anybody major yet as far as a producer, an arrangement, a feature, anybody yet?
I was specifically told by my team that I can't put anything out about the features that we're working on because it's a big surprise for everybody that's been following and paying attention.
Right. That's okay. I'm down with the surprises, but can I at least get the exclusive when it goes down? Can I get a tweet? Can I get a...
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm going to send it in your direct message because, you know, if I tweet it out to you, then everybody else is going to run with it. So I'm going to DM you the day everything drops.
Please do so, because I want to be the first to know. I like to do that. I like to make it my business to know what's popping before anybody else when it comes to this music. Well, I was going to ask you, who did you want to work with? Are you allowed to see that?
Oh, yeah, I can definitely say that. You know, pretty much like everybody that is in my market, I like Travis Porter. I'd love to do a record with them. I think it would be bananas. I think a record with Big Sean would be bananas. And, you know, Roscoe Dash and I think we would hash out a major banger for the ladies. You know, even some R&B dudes, Chris Brown.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I mean, you have a good handle on some visions there because I can definitely get the feel of that. And then y'all rocking the whole college scene and the crowds and the parties. I mean, the girls going crazy. Summertime is coming up. That's, you know, that would be perfect. So that would be pretty dope. Looking forward to hoping seeing that happen since you are going to be on the rise. And then, again, without giving up the business plan and the recipe for success, I do want to know what are some of your goals within this industry. Now that you are signed, you have a distribution deal, just got it. Congratulations, by the way. What are some of the goals that you have?
Goals that I have right now. Long term is increased brand awareness. You know, I want to make myself a household name, even though I am the partying kind of guy. You know, it's still good to be a household name. I want everybody to really get to know me. That's pretty much it. Now it's time to just start doing the shows and really start having fun and working the record and getting it out to the radio stations and, you know, shooting these videos and getting my viral videos up. You know, just constantly feeding the people. That's what we're going to start working on now.
Right. I can take that. Definitely something that needs to happen, promotion heavy. And as you said, so you're doing that, stepping out with the DJs, even being on the show with us tonight and hanging in with us throughout the difficulties and all of that. So thank you again for that. Projects that you have out right now, you're working on a project. Is this your single first mixtape? Give me a little bit of background information on projects you've done and the current ones that you're working on now without giving up the info.
All right. Well, last year, I dropped my first mixtape, Study Hall. You know, that was the one to just really test out how I am as an artist, where I fit at in the market. You know, it was a bait kind of thing. Now that we've gotten all of the info that we need, we're coming back with the second project, which is my EP that's being released through EMI, Birth of an Icon. And this is the one where now that we know what kind of market I'm in and how everything works, we have records that are geared towards that market. So it's set to win. You know, and that's what I've got going on right now.
Right. Well, I definitely dig that recipe right there. You do have to, a lot of people don't know. I mean, it is a business, and I think that's something, again, and I mentioned it earlier, that people get lost in. They don't realize that this is a business. You don't just jump out, drop singles and songs and just go about your day. You do at one point do have to sit down and strategize and have some type of plan in place. So I like the fact that you said you put something out there to get the beat and then came back, went to the drawing board, went to the lab and put out a hot one. So I really like that. So shout out to you and the team for doing that. I can appreciate that. Looking forward to looking at more. And then I just had like a few more questions, and hopefully I know that we have some people calling. Maybe we'll be able to bring them on. Maybe not. I hate to say it like that, but blog talk is a check. I got to keep it real. But one last thing I do want to ask you is the whole Team Nerd movement. Where did that actually originate from? You said you're a scholar, you're a student. What makes you – I read somewhere that you said you grew up in books and things like that. What makes you – rep this Team Nerd movement, and how far do you see that going, or do you want it to go far?
I would love for Team Nerd to be a massively appealing type of thing. And you know, the reason why I'm so heavy on it is because, you know, especially my generation, everybody kind of looks down on the nerd. Nobody really wants to be enlightened or anything like that. It's cool to be average, you know what I mean? And I want people to get out of that thinking and to really, you know, educate themselves on a lot of things because, you know, without really being educated, you can never be a boss. But everybody wants to be the boss. So that's where Team Nerd comes in.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, I definitely received that. Dope. And then I want to bring Golden on. The co-host that's on the line with us tonight because he may have a question or two or a comment. I know we always try to say a little something. With each guest that we have, and he's been tuned in and texting me about, you know, saying this dude is dope. So, Golden, you're on the line with us. What do you think? Questions for Jay Scholar for him.
Yo, Jay Scholar, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I just wanted to say, man, we're very enlightened by the stuff you're talking about, man, and actually, you know, growing up in the books, being book smart, and basically not, you know, shying away from that, man. I know sometimes in this culture, like you said, people look down on people that's actually trying to get their education and do something different, and I think the industry needs a balance, man, so it's very refreshing to see a brother like yourself putting that out in the forefront and being proud about it. You know, there's somebody out there that's probably they don't want to say that they're a bookworm. They don't want to say that they want to be intelligent, but you know, a cool brother like yourself coming with some heat music, they got somebody to look up to and maybe bring them out of their shell. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to say I appreciate that angle from you because I think the industry definitely needs a balance and they definitely need more people like that.
Man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that a whole lot.
Yeah, definitely, man. You keep doing your thing and representing, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to go well for you. There's a whole nother market out there that people haven't tapped into that need to be tapped into. And it's guys like you're talking about, the guys that just want to have fun, you know what I'm saying, deal with the girls, but be smart and study and not be into all the gang violence and different things like that. You know, everybody is different. So when you got a representative out there saying, yo, it's cool to be this, man, look at me, I think that makes a big statement. So congratulations to you. Hope your movement continues to climb, my brother, and we looking forward to seeing you out there, man.
All right, that's great. And, you know, as far as, you know, the girls go with the nerds and stuff like that, you know, for everybody that's listening, that's younger or something like that. And I know y'all see it, you know, a lot of girls, they like the dope boys, they like the fast money, but you got to pay attention to females when they get older. Because when they get older, they're not looking for that. They're looking for stability. And stability comes with the smart guys. You know what I mean? The guys that have smart enough business to take care of everything.
I'm an old soul.
You need a boss.
Yeah, you want a boss, you
know.
I'm definitely an old soul.
That's dope.
That's right, and shout out to @StepBackBaby_16 because she is tuned in with you, Jay Scholar, and she said she's not following me. Make sure you follow my co-host as well, @StepBackBaby_16. Appreciate you for tuning in. A lot of people tuned in. I actually took a moment to screen a couple of calls because, you know, we like to do that. And you do have some people called in, but they wasn't saying anything, and some of them hung up and got nervous and whatnot, so I'm not sure if they're shy or what's going on. Maybe they didn't, you know what was happening. But I pulled them. I said, hey, G14 ready to cut. And it got kind of silent. And then one person said something. And I'm like, okay. Well, y'all get that.
Yeah, they might be a little radio shy, you know. It's when you're on the radio, you're definitely in the hot seat.
Yeah, you are. You guys can't be shy. So don't be trying to tweet later and say that was me and that was me, Jay, and all of that. Like he said, I think I saw you tweet on the Twitter to, if you listening, you know, go ahead and tweet, and I'm going to shout you out. Something you said to that effect. So you guys, don't be shy. You're allowed to talk to him. He's right here on the line. You may not get a chance to get his phone number next year. So you better call in while you're
here. Catch me now.
760-913-4119. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to give out your contact information. I'm going to give these callers one more opportunity to say something to you, because I do have four more holding, and I'm going to see if they're going to say something. So if you can give us your contact information while I do that.
All right, cool. You can follow me on Twitter at J_Scholar. I'm about to kick this YouTube up a notch. This is a little secret that I'll give out to my fans that, you know, they've paid attention and they've been listening, but I'm going to start releasing some blogs or some video logs, however you want to pronounce it, and I'm going to try and do one every 2 weeks or whatever. We'll call it a nerdy episode or whatever I decide to come up with. You can follow me on my website or hit me up on my website, www.jscholar.com. That's about it. That's everything. Oh, Facebook, official
cool.
J Scholar, like the page.
Cool. Well, Golden, I didn't get a chance to do too much training. Can you take the opportunity to get those four calls that are waiting on standby for J Scholar? I see a couple more flooding through as well. We do want to give them opportunity to talk. Golden, if you could holler at them and see if they want to come on.
Let me check them out. Let me see what J Scholar fans
Don't be nervous.
You heard what he said.
Tell them not to be nervous, man. Answer me when I'm looking.
Yeah, don't be nervous. It's all love over here. It's all love.
Wait.
Let me check these out.
And then, Jay Scholar, while he's doing that, I wanted to ask you also, can you give some advice to up-and-coming artists or people such as yourself that, you know, are able to, that want to get into this industry, but, you know, again, don't really know where to start, don't know, you know, what to do, maybe getting discouraged. What kind of advice can you give people?
Yeah, definitely. The first thing about this is you have to have a product to sell, and, you know, and that product is definitely your music, and it's a product you have to believe in. You know, you don't see Burger King, you know, shying away from selling the Whopper because, you know, McDonald's might have a better quarter pounder or something like that. You know, you have to really believe in yourself, and you have to be ready to compete. You know, because at the end of the day, you are competing with these people. Y'all might be the best friends or whatever, but, you know, when you start looking at these charts and these radio spins and Wilson SoundScan, it's a competition. You feel me? And, you know, everybody talks about haters and stuff like that, but you got to let them be your motivators, because at the end of the day, when somebody's hating on you, they probably had the same dream that you had, and they just never made it. And you have to remember that.
That's a good point.
You know, so that's the best advice
point
I can give.
I think it's awesome advice. And, again, I want to give an opportunity for anybody that's holding to speak with you, and Golden is still talking to them. And while I'm doing that, I didn't get a chance to ask you where you're from and if that where you're from influences the way that your outlook on everything. And how is the city backing you up? Are they holding J Scholar down? What is it? How is the love back home, or are you home?
Well, you know, I'm always on the road. I'm currently home now visiting my mom and stuff like that. You know, I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, but, you know, everybody that, you know, starts in their city, they have to get out of their city because, you know, there is a world outside of your city. But, you know, I know Charleston is holding me down, but right now I'm trying to get every other city on board right now, because I know Charleston's got my back already.
Exactly. And that's another thing that I tell artists, and I'm not just to be rambling, but even with myself, like I'm from Texas, Queen, Texas, and that's my market out here, R&B singer and songwriter. But what you have to do is, like you said, you do have to travel. You do. Once you lock a market down, it's time to move around to the next one and then still hold your market down and be consistent in both. So I'm glad that you said that, because that's so important. And also, I think it's time to go ahead and pull somebody. We have, well, he's talking to them right now still, but like I said, you're definitely on the right path. You're on the right road to success. Again, performing out there, DJs United Conference coming up. Can you shout the dates out again for the people that are listening and able to make it?
Yeah, everybody that's listening, is April 20th to the 22nd, DJs United Conference.
Nice, nice. So I'm not sure if is Mickey McLean on the line?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Hello. Did you have a question to comment for Jay Scholar?
Yes, I just... Am I on?
Yes, you are. You're live.
No? Yeah, you're live with us right now. You're live with us.
Okay, I just wanted to congratulate the young brother for what he's doing. I think he's got a lot of talent. I was introduced to him by him through his mother, and I listened to Speeding, and I think it's hot.
All right. I appreciate that a lot. And if my mom introduced me to you, then I know you're really good people because I'm a mama's boy.
Yes, you said there's a lot of good things about you, brother. You're doing a good job, and it's good to see young people doing what you're doing.
I appreciate that a whole lot. You know, I mean, everybody that's listening, I don't even know what to say. It's always good, and it's flattering to hear from your fans and hear from people that want to see you do well and want to see you succeed, because so much of the time people are trying to break you down and make you appear to be something that you're not. So, you know, to really have good, genuine, positive feedback from somebody like you, it means a lot to me, and I mean that from my heart.
Yes, sir, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Thank you
for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for calling in with your support. And no doubt, it's nothing like, you know, somebody calling in and representing and letting you know, hey, keep doing what you're doing. It's just, you know, another push. I mean, I just really think that's dope. And like I said, shout out to you for the positive movement for the younger generation coming up. My little brothers are 20. They'll be 21 this summer, so they're all about partying and Gucci and just party all the time and just, you know, college kids. So I'm definitely going to put them onto your music and let them ride with it. And it works. Anything else that you want to say? We did have one more person on the line with you. Actually, two more who didn't say anything, so they're being back shy. So tell your fans, don't be so shy next time.
You guys can't be shy. You guys can't be shy because whenever we're at these shows, I see y'all turned all the way up. So when I'm on the radio, y'all got to make a statement.
Yes, tell them, don't be scared. And then, you know, again, flooding our lines, but then, you know, trying to chill and not say much. But it's all good. We appreciate the support and calling in and listening in to you tonight. So shout out to all the J-Style fans and supporters. Golden, are you live with us? I just want to shout out G Scholar again. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate you hanging in. Definitely a team player, hung on the line with us through it all, thick and thin. And just anything else you want to promote, any singles you have, send it my way. I drop it on the show every Wednesday.
All right, definitely. Just everybody, like I said, follow me on Twitter, J_Scholar. Birth of an Icon coming soon, released through EMI. It's digital. Let's get it. And, you know, those are my closing statements.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for coming through, and we look forward to hearing from you again, homie.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you. As promised, Jay Scholar did come on the line tonight. Up-and-coming recording artist hits Digital Entertainment, EMI. Congratulations to the team for making that happen. What we're going to do is go ahead and get into the next portion of the interview, the beautiful music segment. One of my favorite parts, because it's the ladies and the guys usually gang up on me on Wednesday nights. For those of you who are just tuning in, it's usually Golden, Tyrone versus me. They always gang up on me. It just drives me crazy. But now we have the beautiful music segment in which we actually have the models, and the women are going to be on the line. There is another female on the line. I'm sorry. It's Model C. So we're going to bring her on in just a second here. I want to get into the cut theme while we bring her on, and we will be live in just a short couple seconds here.
Yeah. Young Maine. 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
we get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just busting out, shining on the sun like a nut. Why?
Motto C is on the line with us. Everybody, thank you for holding on. She will be tuned in with us in just a short second. Motto Sharice. Why did I say Motto C? Motto Sharice will be live. Motto Sharice, are you there?
Yeah, baby. It's Motto Carice.
Motto Carice.
It's cool. It's no problem.
Me and Golden are going to box because earlier in the show, I was trying to figure out how to say your name. I am so sorry. It's pronounced, you know what I mean?
It's Carice. It's
okay.
No big deal, baby. My own dad and my grandma couldn't ever get it together either, so don't even worry about it. It's good.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I know that we're running a little bit behind time. We had some technical difficulty earlier, so again, thank you for joining us. We have Golden on the line who has a couple of questions for you. Beautiful music segment. We appreciate you for being a part of this. I know it's nothing compared to what you've actually had a chance to do, but, again, we'll let Golden get into that with you. So, Golden, I'm going to pass the mic, Comey. Hey, Golden, you on the line?
No, not again.
Not again. All right, everybody. I need to stand by. Give me 2 minutes so I can get Golden on the line with Motto Curry.
Winning, winning. It's the way I survive. Winning, winning, winning. Put your hands in the sky. Winning, winning, winning. Let them know that we fly. Winning, winning, winning. Till the day that we die. If you win and throw your W's up. If you win and throw your W's up. Throw your W's in the sky. If you win and throw your W's up. If you win and throw your W's up. Throw your W's in the sky. Valleys and peaks, up and downs in life. It won't hurt you if you know how to handle it right. I been through the fire and fought through the flames. It didn't break me, no, it made me go hard in the pain. And giving up is not an option, what my mama taught me. So when I'm doing what I do, it's gonna be hard to stop me. I remember it like it was yesterday when my little crib burned down in West LA. Man, I was devastated, but I never gave up. I had to work harder to get my mama a new neighbor. Had my eyes on the prize, so God showed favor. Now I'm almost famous and we came up. Cause I'm doing it on a major scale and I refuse to take a L.
All right, we back on track, Golden. I got you by, homie. Got Motto
Curry. Yeah, a little technical difficulty sometimes, you know what I'm saying? We got to straighten things out.
Crazy,
you know, I say it like this, man. You know, we get the bugs out the way so we can get to the good part, you know what I'm saying? I'm really happy and really excited that Motto Curry is on the show. I've been hearing a lot of great things about her, and I'm looking forward to interviewing her and seeing her perspective on what she's doing out there. Look forward to what she got going on in the future, so let's get right into it. Is she still on the line?
Yes, I am here.
So it's a shame, and they got to ask that, but, you know.
I know.
I'm like, yo, are you still there? But I'm glad you're on the line, Motto Carice. How you doing today?
I am doing good, and yourself?
I'm doing great. First of all, I wanted to say that Motto Carice is a beautiful Fleet DJ model hailing from Richmond, Virginia. Shout out to the Fleet DJs, managed by Classic, good friend of mine. And we wanted to ask you about your career, but first get into who Motto Carice is, where she came from, how I was growing up in Richmond, Virginia, and when you knew that you were the one to be a model. Did everybody keep telling you, yo, you're so beautiful, you should try this? First, how was it growing up in Richmond, Virginia?
It was okay. I grew up in a middle-class family, so spoiled, quiet neighborhood.
Okay.
So, you know, it was cool.
It was a cool neighborhood. Now, I know
when
I looked at your pictures, I was like, wow, this girl is beautiful, head to toe. She's got everything she needs to do what she needs to do in this industry. But besides me, who else was telling you that, Carice, you got it, you need to try to get yourself out there and do your thing? Was it your family? Was it your friends? Was it people at school? When did you first think that you could do it?
It's been about, I've been doing this about 8 years now, seven to eight years now. Started off as a hair model, so I was always told I had pretty hair, so that's why I started off doing that. But the whole eye candy thing came just last year.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it was one of those things. I just thought, you know, let me just try it out just to see.
Okay. Now, when you were a hair model, were you modeling for magazines, different hairstyles? Did they just say she has the face where you can do different hairstyles on her and she's going to look good in everything? Were you published in any magazines doing that?
Yes, I was. I was. Yes. I've been in Hype Hair. I've been in Style Q. I've been in another magazine, Extreme Hair Magazine. Did a lot of Brother Brothers shows as far as Runway 2. I started off doing the runway thing for the hair model. So I was known for my walk before I was actually known for, you know, who I am now.
Well, let's talk about that. Now, if you say something like, I was known for my walk, I got to ask you, what type of walk was that? Did Carice have the bounce? Did she have the slide? What made everybody say, yo, when she hit the runway, she be killing it?
You know what? To be honest with you, that's crazy because I really can't tell you. All I know is people start calling me the showstopper.
The showstopper?
The fact that, the showstopper. I'm only 4'11", first of all. I'm only 4'11", so I walk like about 6 feet anyway. And, you know, I was also told, I've been turned down when I went to auditions for Runway 2 that my walk was too sexual. So whatever that's supposed to mean, I guess I roll with it.
Okay, so we have. I was going to get into the measurements and the height thing. So you're saying we have the sexy 4'11", but when you walk, you look like 6 feet. Now, after I get
right
off the program with you, I'm going to have to research some video or something on the internet of you walking in Vonnegut Brothers or something. Because
You're not going to find it.
Did it erase the walk off the web?
No, you're not going to. It was never on the web. It was more on DVDs.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate. I would like to see it. Maybe you decide to make a comeback one day on that runway and I get to check it out. But now you're saying that you're 4'11", so what's your measurements then?
I'm 30GG, 26-37.
Wow. That's crazy. And now I'm looking at your pictures earlier, and I'm wondering the nationality. It looks like you can be mixed, or am I wrong? What is your nationality?
I am proud to say I'm African-American.
And I'm
all
proud
the way.
To be all the way, 100%. I'm proud to be one, too. Like I said earlier, Justin for Trayvon Martin, they done arrested that boy Zimmerman. We feeling good about that. But
yes.
A little rant.
Thank God.
But, yeah, thank God, for real. That's definitely a serious situation that we've all been following closely. So, but we're going to get back into you. Tonight is all about you. So the DMV area, there's a lot of models coming out of there. I'm seeing a lot of them, a lot of beautiful women out there. Are you hosting any parties out there? What is Carice's status in that area as far as the modeling is concerned?
I can say that I'm known in the you know, D.C. area real well, but where I'm from, I'm very, very well known from, you know, in Richmond. Like, because I'm, like, the really first female out of Richmond that's doing it, like, I'm doing it.
Okay. So when we go to Richmond, Virginia, what's the hot spots out there? What spots would you say, yo, you go to this spot, you're going to see Carice and all her dime piece friends, they get it popping out there?
I want to say Posh Friday nights, Infusion Saturday nights. It's a different couple of places. It depends on what type of atmosphere you're trying to roll with.
Okay.
Because
well,
to be honest with you, I party in the mixed clubs too.
Yeah, yo, I do the same thing, man. I like to be in elements what I'm not familiar with, just to see how they party in and blend in. And I always blend in. I just like to go have a good time, period. So you'll catch me in a joint where they doing the top 40. I remember I ended up in a club with they had the dance floor that circled doing the 360, and it was just keep circling and circling. And I was
fist-pumping
with the best. Yeah, I was out there fist-pumping with the best. I was like, yo, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know that's right, yeah.
I don't got no problem with partying, you know what I'm saying? But
we're
going to get back to you. It ain't about my fist pump. It's about Carice tonight, you know? Now, what other skills does Carice have that our audience might not know about, your fans and followers might not know about? What would surprise them if you said, what? Carice does that?
Well, I'm a makeup artist.
Nice.
Also, I'm an eyelash consultant. I do eyelashes.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, I went to school for 4 years for dance. So.
Wow. Now, that would explain the body. Like, anybody that hasn't seen pictures of Carice, please go on her Twitter, Google her name, and you'll see the physique. It looks like you can be a dancer for, like, an NBA squad, NFL. You ever did any cheerleading or anything like that?
Oh, no. I haven't did cheerleading since middle school, but I know a lot of people say that I should have tried out for the teams and stuff, though.
You would have made the team. You would have made the team. Like, every girl that I know, just like Royce, I think, you know, the girl on the basketball wise, Royce is, you know, short girl. And she's not as courageous as you at all, but she danced for the Miami Heat and the Orlando Magic. So, you know, I don't know if that's something you want to try, but that might be something that you'll be able to do, especially if you specialized in dance. Any specific type of dance?
No, I went to performing arts high school, so they taught us all.
Okay, so you well-rounded in dance. That's a beautiful thing. So, audience, if you're listening, Carice could dance. She's an eyelash consultant, so don't come around with that caked up mess on your eyelashes. She's gonna have to straighten that out. And you know what I'm saying? She's a makeup artist, so don't put the clown makeup on. You know, I done had many shirts messed up in the club just by hugging some people. You know what I'm saying? We don't really want to get down like that. So, if you need any tips, holler at model Carice. She'll take care of you. Now, is modeling your full-time job? Is that your 9-to-5, or do you have another job you're doing aside if you want to indulge that information?
Well, I do modeling part-time. I'm in the nursing field full-time.
Okay. Okay, so you're a nurse, so that means you got patients.
Yeah.
Well, the brothers will be
yes.
Just know that. Somebody that's nursing is nurturing. So you're a nurturing, beautiful model. So, first of all, are you single?
Yes, I am. Matter of fact, I am very much single. Been single for a year and a half now, so yeah, single.
Brothers, listen, she's single. She's a nurse, which means she will nurture you back to health if you get sick. So that's like two pluses right there. Like, I love when people say they're nurses because that means that they will take care of you. Unless you're that nurse that don't give a damn and, you know, just throw the bedpan in the room. You know, I'd have seen a couple of them, too. But hopefully you're the nurturing nurse. Now, what turns you off? Like, now the guys know that you're a nurse. They know you're a dancer, makeup artist. If they step to you, what is the criteria that a male has to have to catch Carice's attention?
I'm a teeth person. So their smile has to be on point.
Okay.
It don't have to be, their teeth don't have to be straight. It could be have a little gap, but still nice and straight. You know, it's a nice smile. It's good for
okay.
me.
Okay. All right, so fellas with the nice smile, you already know, you know, as soon as you walk up to Carice, just start cheesing. Let her know that you know what I'm saying? Let her know that you got what it takes. You know, you can't have your teeth can't be fighting in your mouth. You can't have that, you know, else you automatically disqualify. So at least you know. That's why we wanted your fans and followers to call in because, you know, now they can know the business. The brothers that got the messed up teeth, they already know, yo, I can't mess with her. You know what I'm saying? The brothers that got the dope teeth, you know you might have a shot. Now, we're going to get into some stuff that you're doing now because I heard the birthday girl got a birthday coming up.
Yes, I do. I do. April the 24th. I beat a big, 3-0.
Wait a minute.
Yes. 30 years
old?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That's a blessing. You look super young. Super young.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
thank
congratulations
you, yes.
And happy birthday to you, because I don't know if I'll be speaking to you on your birthday, so let me just say that now. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You have an event coming up for your birthday, right? You got something big going on, right?
Yes, I am. I'm having this big old celebrate my future, toast to my future birthday party.
Awesome. You want to give the information out to the audience where that will be?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be at Posh Nightclub, April the 20th on Main Street from 10 to 2. I know it's free, latest free to 11, men's $10 to 11, then after 11 is $20, and the women is $10 after 12.
Sounds real good. So, everybody, you want to go party with Carice and her peoples, you know, April 20th at Posh is the place to be. She's going to be celebrating. Moving on in the future and growing bigger and bigger in this modeling industry. Now, since we're talking about clubs, if somebody decides to come and they want to buy Carice a drink, what drink does Carice like? What does she drink in the club?
I am a Ciroc and pineapple girl.
Ciroc and
love
pineapple.
Ciroc. Yes.
Our last model said the same thing, and she said it just like you. I am a Ciroc girl. So apparently Ciroc is the drink of choice amongst the beautiful women in the nation.
Yes, I love it. Smooth. Two is do me good. After two, I'm done. That's my choice of drink.
Okay, cool. So everybody knows it's Ciroc and pineapple. So all for one if you see her for her birthday. Now, let's get into your credits, Carice. The magazines, and also you hope to reach for in the future. Where could we find you? Spread the magazines that you've done so far and websites.
I've been in Stunner's DMV issue. I've been in Rad's magazines. I guess it's really called Dunks and Rad magazines. I just made the cover for a magazine called Dream.
Nice.
Congratulations
on that.
Thank you. 612 magazine. I just did a spot for Strap magazine.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. My memory is terrible when it comes to the things I did. That's terrible. I've done a lot of things. I guess the best way to really find out, because I have to Google myself sometimes, just to jog my memory.
Superstar says she got to Google her own damn self.
Yeah, I have to.
Nah, that's what's up. Well, you know, a lot of those you laid out, that's really dope that you're getting yourself out there and you're really plugging away at these spreads. You know, we'll definitely be keeping up with you and listing different things that you do. Is there anything that you looking forward to doing that you have on your calendar and say, you know what, I want to do this next. Is there any specific magazine you want to get into?
Yeah, I want to do Smooth. I want to do Black Men. I want to do King. Matter of fact, I got an audition for Smooth on Friday.
Nice.
So doing
good
that
luck.
Friday. Thank you. Pretty much... As far as publications, most definitely those are my top choices right now.
Okay, how about any video work? Any video with any local artists? You want to be in any videos with any top artists?
Well, I've been in a couple of videos already. Only like one actually been on MTV. I was in Tavi Bunet's video, duh. I was one of the main chicks in that video. I did Juvenile video. Called a fight song that never been published. I don't know what happened with that, but and also when G Unit first opened up thisis50.com, I did the introduction video for that.
Nice. Well,
I'm a Tabby Bonet fan. I really like that dude, man. I was first introduced to him by one of his, I don't know if he still manages, but my man Eric Petty put me on to him years ago. Shout out Tabby Bonet and Juvenile, and This Is 50. Those are some big names. So you've been repping in some nice stuff. I know you're a DMV girl. You ever went for any of Wale video shoots?
No, I would love to. I met him once. I had did a swimsuit competition, and he was one of the judges, and he picked me. But that was way before Wale was Wale now. You know, he was doing his thing before he got on the level that he's at now. So I'm looking forward to doing some work with him, too.
That's awesome. So we put the word out. We're going to tweet Wale with your name on it, and, like, she wants to be in that next video because – thing about Wale's videos, he makes sure he picks some beautiful girls to be in it. And when they're the lead, they're actually a part of a story. That's
right.
What I always think about his videos. He makes the girl a part of a story, which I think is real dope. And it's very good for branding. So, you know, we're going to reach out to Wale, see if we can make Carice one of them leading ladies. That's, you know, he got to show that DMV love.
I appreciate that. I really
that's no problem at all. That's no problem at all. Now, let's get into your personality. Is Carice an adventurous person, spontaneous, or does she just like to sit down with a good book and or curl up, you know, to a good TV show? As far as personality, what can and anybody expect from Carice?
Well, I can tell you, very humble, has a lot of things that happened that made me that way. I'm a chill type of girl. I like to chill. I'm not into all the rowdiness. I like to dance and party, yes, but on my me time, you'll catch me on the sofa watching TV.
Nice.
And chilling nice. With my baby girl.
Now, you got a little baby girl.
Well, she's no baby no more. She'll be 9 in June.
Oh, okay. You got a grown girl. Well, that's what's up, man. You know, everybody has to have both sides. You know, you can't be the ultimate party all the time. You got to have your you time. You know what I'm saying? Time to
relax.
And, you know, you have a family, so, of course, you got to spend time with your kid. Shout out to all the moms out there. Spend time with their kids and show them that, you know, nurturing that they need. That's what's up. That's always a great trait. So that's dope to hear from you. You know what I'm saying? I want to get into a little game that I like to play, though. Just let me know if you're down or you're not down.
Go ahead. Might as well.
All right, cool. Well, it's called Jump On or Jump Off. Basically, I'm going to say a few names, and you tell me whether you would jump on them or jump off of them. So whether you would kick it with them or you wouldn't kick it with them.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, cool. Mike Tyson.
Jump off.
Wouldn't even deal with him, huh?
Nope.
Damn, Mike. Sorry, brother. Mike Epps.
Jump on.
What you like about Mike?
Yeah, he's just funny as hell. I could just laugh at him all day.
Yeah, Mike Epps is funny as hell. So you're a DMV girl. So what about the man Trey Songz, Trigger?
Jump on.
That's Virginia right there. another Virginia native, Chris Brown. Jump on or jump off.
Jump on. I'll jump on for a second.
You said only for a second.
For a second.
Then
he's a baby. That's why.
Okay. So you're just. So you said you basically just give him that thrill and then leave him hanging.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'll just to see what it's like and then be like, okay, you know, you never know what might happen. So I can't really say.
At least CB know that, hey, you're going to get something. It may not be for a long time, but, you know, you still in there. She didn't jump off, so shout out to Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go to another Virginia native, Pharrell Williams.
Oh, he's a cutie. I jump on.
Okay. Pharrell got to jump on. All right. We got another guy, Terrence J. from 106 and Park.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Jump off.
She's going to jump off, Terrence. Okay. Terrence, sorry about that, brother. Guess he left that little chest out at went chest naked in the game, and the girls was like, he got to get his weight up before they mess with him, huh? All right, well, we tried with Terrence J. Lloyd Banks from G Unit.
Jump off. He looks too much like my brother. Jump off.
Oh shit! Yeah, that ain't the business right there. Can't be staring into your brother's eyes doing that.
No, mm-mm.
All right. Well, we're gonna go back to the DMV. What about Wale?
I'll jump on.
You jump on Wale? Okay.
Yeah, I'll jump on Wale.
We're going to stay in the DMV. What about Pusha T formerly from the Clips?
Jump off.
Jump off, Pusha T. Okay. And last but not least, we know you're a small petite girl. What about Rick Ross?
Woo, jump on.
Jump. See, I need to know why. Because this happens a lot. This happens a lot, and I need to understand something. You are super short and petite, and Rick Ross is huge. So why would
you
jump on Rick Ross?
It's a little Kim and Biggie thing. It's going to be a little Kim and Biggie relationship.
Yeah, okay. It could be the little Kim and Biggie, the number 10 going on there. That's what's up. But what's appealing about Rick Ross to you?
I think it's just his whole demeanor is sexy to me. Now,
you're
I wouldn't say
that. Says that.
Huh?
You're not the only one that says that. And that's why I ask everybody why. You'll be surprised. Like, a lot of girls be like, jump on. So I guess he has something that, you know, the females are attracted to.
Yeah, his whole demeanor is like a boss, and I like that.
Okay, so she liked the boss players. All right, well, fellas, if y'all listening, you know what I'm saying? You know you got to have that swag, that boss style, like Rick Ross. So, you know, all y'all brothers almost 300 pounds, you still got a chance as long as you know what I'm saying, you got that boss attitude about you, you know? So I just wanted to say that I appreciate you for playing and being a good sport with that. That was dope.
No problem.
All right. Well, we winding down the interview. So when I do that, I bring my co-host back on to talk to you, ask you any questions, and see if we got any callers that want to speak to you. After that, we let you give out all your information and things like that so people could check you out, let them know what to look for you in the future. So I wanted to bring my host Onyx back on the line. Onyx, you there, sweetie?
I am here, and I've been on the line. I just want to say thank you again to Carice for coming on, and thank you for not being mad when I couldn't get your name just right. And I want to...
I told you, babe, it's no problem. It's no problem. I told you, if my grandma and my dad couldn't get it right, well, how can I get mad at a stranger? So you're good. Babe.
I'm definitely going to stay tuned to what you have coming up. Congratulations for everything that you have coming up, the casting calls and the printing. And salute to you for being a single mother, because I am as well. I have two boys that are 7 years old, so I feel you. You got to get out and get it, hustle, grind, and I really respect single mothers because we don't need to be single forever. It's not like that. I'm not trying to be advocate for baby mamas and all of that, but I'm just saying I think it's dope that you're still doing what you need to do, even having children. So shout out to you, Mama, for that.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And again, thank you for coming on tonight. We really appreciate it. I know the fellas appreciate it. And happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
We definitely want Carice to give all her information. And if you have anything coming out that we might have missed, let everybody know. But you could also catch Carice on the main page of Jermaine Dupri's global14.com super social media site. Carice's manager signed her up today, and she's on there, so she's going to be on there posting her pictures and her videos of everything. So you can go see yourself on the front page of that site. We're going to be tweeting that out, so everybody can check that out. You know, that's 35,000 member social network and growing real fast. It's a beautiful way to promote whatever you have going on. People actually talk to each other all the time on there. Jermaine Dupri talks to everybody on there. So you never know. You know, Bow Wow and them boys be on there. They might want you for a video coming up here soon. You never know. So make sure you go on and, you know, keep promoting your stuff on there. But give everybody your Twitter, your Facebook, or where they can reach you at the best.
But mostly you can reach me at Twitter at Model Carice. Facebook, I have a fan page, Facebook, One Carice, because my regular page, I'm already over 5,000 people, so I can't accept no more, so I had to make the fan page. But if you really want to catch me, it's on Twitter. I'm on Twitter all day long.
Dope. Real dope. So, Carice, if I'm ever in Richmond, Virginia, I'm hollering. I'm going to hit you right on the Twitter and be like, yo, show me a dope spot so I can have some fun while I'm out here. I don't ever think I have been to Richmond, Virginia. I just want you to know that I'm that type of dude. I might just pop up and be like, yo, Carice, show me the hot spot. So I just want to make sure I got my dope tour guide, you know what I'm saying, around
no
there that
problem.
Can help me out.
I got you.
I appreciate that. Well, the cut... Really, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate you coming on the show. Much respect and much continued success to you. We're going to be following your travels and your journeys, and you take care of yourself.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Well, audience, that was Model Carice in all her glory. Go check her out on the Twitter again, at Model Carice. Beautiful girl. Dope personality, as you just saw. So, Onyx, what did you think about that interview?
You know what? And I'm sorry. I know you thought you lost me, but you didn't. Aren't you happy? Aren't you happy?
Oh, man, no. That technical difficulty shit been pissing me off.
I'm glad that I could make a joke about it at the end of the night. No, very, again, very appreciative. Just really want to thank you for coming through. And shout out to the promo team. Everybody on Twitter was going ham. And I know you had a couple of calls come in as well. But, again, shout out to Blow Up Talk for messing up tonight. But hopefully we can get that fixed and up and running next week so we don't have any issues or any technical difficulties. So, again, just thank you so much for coming through. Really have a lot of respect for ladies such as yourself. And one question I didn't hear you ask, Golden, is there anything that you won't do?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I won't do. there's a lot of things I won't do. Been offered to do plenty of things, but I just have a standard of what type of image I want out there. You know, I like having control of the images of me or how people perceive me. So, therefore, I would not be showing no little cootie cat. This hasn't happened.
no cootie cat?
Right. You won't even see me in a wet T-shirt. If you do see me in a wet T-shirt, you're not going to see nothing.
I mean, and that's good because, like I said, even being a female in this industry, being an up-and-coming singer, it's hard for these days. You have to fill out these men in the industry, and not, some women as well. You have to fill out them in the industry and make sure that they're utilizing yourself for what your talents and what you can offer,
right.
And not trying to get, you know what I'm saying, be on another route. So, again, that's good that you said that. I'm glad to hear that answer. Glad to know that there are some boundaries and that you're not just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, and I guess I got a lot to do with my age too. You know, I look at like I was telling him earlier, this is not something I'm like, oh, let me just do this, and
exactly.
I know I'm the ish and I look good. No, it's nothing like that. It was just more of, like I said, this just happened a year ago. This was more of a, let me step my foot in and see kind of reactions I get from it. If I don't get it, then it's not for me. If I do get it, and I feel like, okay, let me give it more and more and see what comes out of it, and that's what I did. So when I look at this it's a hustle to me. It's a hustle
right.
to me. I have a little girl I got to take care of. You know, I know it takes money to make money. So, you know, I got to do what I got to do, photo shoots, done, you know, outfits, whatever I got to do to put that product of who I am out to start being noticed. So, therefore, people want to pick me up so I can start making the money like I need to make it.
That's
so
right.
it's a hustle
it's
to me. It's like
does.
A second. It's a second job to me, basically, what
it is.
It's a second job to me. So I'm not looking at it as, like I said before, I'm not looking at it as if I look good, so are y'all going to see me, the fact that I look good. No, this is like a part-time job to me, you know,
right.
so.
Right. You take it, it's business. It's straight-up business, and I think, and the more that we stress that to everybody that this is a business and this is just the particular job I have within this industry, I think that's when we're really going to, you know, people will begin to understand, like, okay, this is why she's about her business. If I call you and I say, I just want to book you for this, I need you to be calling me for booking, not calling, trying to holler, not calling, trying to, you know,
exactly.
do anything.
Exactly. 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 And I know that y'all didn't let you know my model, Elliot's name is Miss Show and Tell. Model Carice, you know, is just, you know, my name. But Miss
right.
Show and Tell is actually my model name.
Oh,
so if
okay.
you see a Miss Show and Tell and looks like me, it's the same person. It's the same person. It's a job. It's a brand that I'm trying to build, and I'm a big tease. That's what Show and Tell is about. You can show it off, but you ain't going to get a touch of it.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You're building a brand. It's real dope. You know what I'm saying? And Bubba's. Just like the look, you know, brothers don't need to touch. You know, you got some of them thirsty brothers out there, but, you know, they're not the majority, you know. Hopefully they're not the majority. You know, we definitely respect the models and what they bring to the table. Like I said earlier, the reason why I wanted to create this segment on the show is because they also have a very dope perspective on this industry, and they're just as much a part of it as the artists. So, you know,
right.
You know, Carice and Onyx are blatantly saying that, you know, if you want to do business, let's do business. None of that touchy-feely stuff, you know what I'm saying? Save that for the, you know, the perverts and, you know, all of that stuff. You know? Let's respect the models and what they got going on. If they like you and they want to jump on, like
exactly.
a couple That's dudes on the jump-on thing, then let them jump on, but you don't got to push.
Let that
you.
Be
you
her decision.
Push.
Exactly. So, relax.
right.
Well, we gotta let her go. We know she got things to do. Again, thanks for coming on and being a great sport with everything. And we hope to see you in the new publications of anything you got going on real soon. Beautiful girl, beautiful personality.
Yes.
Just much success to you. Okay.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank
no
you
problem.
So much, Therese.
All right, thanks. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
You too.
All right.
I really like her. She's so sweet, straight up, straight to the point. I really like her. Nice.
Yeah, she's dope.
I love this segment because we're getting to the behind the scenes of the models and the vixens and all of that. And a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people just have this one mindset, track mind about what they think the models are in the industry. So I like the fact that this has been brought to this show. So good job, Golden, for wanting to bring the ladies on. You know, I can always depend on you to be talking about, you know, the ladies.
But,
who the lady
that,
is
that,
working with or whatnot.
Definitely.
Seriously, I like it.
The perspective came from, you know, hanging around these video sets and,
you know,
hearing different people talk. I got homegirls that are models, and you know, you hear their take on them coming home from a long video shoot, things like that. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's intriguing. It's intriguing. You know, you hear stuff about guys you see on TV, and you be like, well, damn, he like that, you know.
So I always thought it was an intriguing, you know, conversation.
It is. It always has been.
Themselves.
It is.
So, you know, we needed to bring it, you know, to the show.
Definitely, and especially being a female, like I said, entering the industry as well and being up and coming. It gets discouraging sometimes if you're not prepared, you know what I mean? So I like the fact that these women are like, you know, this is business and this is what I do and then this is this, and then she's a mother. So, again, another one of my salutes and hats off to her for it. So, again, I just really enjoyed the model segment because, again, you guys can't gang up on me like you do every Wednesday. You were solo tonight. You guys, everybody that's listening, they usually gang up on me in some form or fashion, or they'll talk about sports. They'll have a sports segment that we didn't know about, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm still left out because I don't know about it. So, but no, I love them both, and they know that. And we just want to go ahead and set it down for the night. Appreciate everybody coming through. Jay Scala came through tonight, up and coming artist. Shout out to his whole team and all the fans that called in. And
yes,
you know, we apologize again if you didn't get the opportunity to talk to him, but you can always holler at him on Twitter, J_Scholar. Again, this is Global 14 Radio, G14 Radio. Follow the Twitters at Global 14, at G14 Radio. And shout out to the executive producer, Crush, for holding it down and calling in and helping us out. She actually came in behind the scenes and helped us out with a couple of the bugs. So we appreciate her for coming in tonight and being a team player like we do on the cut. Shout out to Tyrone. He did have to work, but he sent his haze and all of that, and he said YOLO.
Oh, wow.
Nah, he didn't say that.
I know he didn't say that.
He didn't say that. I just had to be funny. But no, seriously. Again, thank you so much to everybody that hung in with tonight and tuned in. And shout out to, again, to Carice for coming on the line. You can find me on Twitter and Global 14 at ONYX254. Golden, I know you have some networks you want to drop real quick as well.
Yes, sir. You can catch me on Twitter, THAGLUE, The Glue. And hit me up on global14.com, Golden Fleece. We definitely in the building, man. Holla at us. Let's network. You know, build a network. Let's do it.
And shout out to everybody. Yes, shout out to everybody that tweeted the show tonight. We really appreciate you. Shout out for the RTs. It was on and popping on Twitter. So if you retweeted us and you tuned in tonight, make sure you hit us on Twitter so we can shout you out on the show.
Yeah,
or
special shout out to Design Theory, Insight Promotions, and Fleet DJs. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be holding us down with a lot of different things. So shout out to them as well.
Yeah, we appreciate them. Appreciate everybody's support and all the lifers. Listeners, you can join us next Wednesday here on G14 Radio The Cut, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern. We are out, and we're going to ride out to Westfall because we kind of jammed it today anyway. Young Main, I Hustle. This is family. Don't get it twisted.
Young Main, 35 riders.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a go. Yeah, we get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. Why I hunt?
In the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Main, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Money ain't going, get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No,
hunting like it's nuts. I remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm signing. I'm running like it's nuts, that's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm signing. I'm running like it's nuts, why.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle, hustle, hustle.